The Maryland Humanities Council's Maryland History Day isn't just a day. Students spend, on average, 70 hours on their entries in the hopes of representing our state at the national competition. Maryland History Day cannot happen, however, without the hundreds of volunteer judges who help assess students' projects. Today, we hear from Courtney Hobson, MHC's program assistant for Maryland History Day and other history-related programs. She reveals how volunteering as a judge at History Day provided her with a unique networking opportunity and ultimately a new career path.
Maryland History Day provides students with the opportunity to develop their research and communication skills through a medium of their choosing: research paper, documentary, exhibit, website, and performance. As a student of history and a recent college graduate, the Maryland History Day contest offered me the networking opportunities to start a career in the humanities. After conducting a year-long research project, the big day arrives when students from all over the state descend on UMBC's campus to be critiqued by a group of judges. These judges range in level of expertise. Curators, professors, website designers, and theater directors all volunteer a morning of their time to support Maryland students. Why do they do it? All of the judges clearly wish to invest in the academic development of Maryland student scholarship, and many comment about how they find the high quality of students' projects inspirational. But for some, judging for Maryland History Day is more than that. When I first signed up to judge for the Maryland History Day competition in 2011, I understood the potential of this experience to serve as a networking opportunity. I recently graduated from Bowie State University, and I still didn't have a firm understanding of what I wanted to do with my history degree. I did not want to teach, at least in the traditional sense. I hoped that meeting with some of my fellow judges might provide me with some ideas. My first year of judging Maryland History Day, amongst my judging group, was a museum professional who worked for the Smithsonian Institute. She and I chatted a bit about her work, and I asked her for any advice she could provide me with moving forward. Her advice was to pursue a master's degree and use that to gain some more experience. At the time, I had already contemplated graduate school in order to obtain a degree in museum studies. However, my time spent on the UMBC campus during the contest made me refocus my attention on that institution and what it might have to offer. I looked into the public history program, and in the following months, I applied and was accepted to the Historical Studies graduate program at UMBC. I continued to judge for History Day at the state and national level. As a judge, I came in contact with employees from the National Archives and the Maryland Historical Society, and I obtained my master's in May 2014, and I eagerly entered into the job market. Fortunately for me, 6 months later, I would obtain a position as the program assistant for the Maryland History Day and Chautauqua programs at the Maryland Humanities Council. My story is full circle. I now have the opportunity to shepherd our next group of students through the History Day process, but I would be remiss to not acknowledge how judging at the Maryland History Day competition shepherded me from one chapter of my life to the next.
Maryland History Day State Advancers compete at the National History Day competition June 14th through 18th at the University of Maryland College Park. Visit MarylandHistoryDay.org to learn more. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational opportunities in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WIPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.